If you earn $4,000 or less in Barbados and you want to own a home, well, the government is working on a plan that will make what may seem right now an elusive dream come true. Advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, says that while our development model has been focused on education, that's not enough. There is a need to empower people through the ownership of assets.
So we need to try and give real opportunities for people without capital to have capital. And of course, home ownership is a big factor. A giant step was taken, I think this is going to be the 40th anniversary of the Plantation and Tenantries Freehold Act. We now need to do another big step.
It is linked to the planning gains idea, where those developers who are doing big projects will provide land in exchange for the incentives that they get from government.
We've got land. We've got a housing credit fund with a little bit of money in it. And so what we want to do is, rather than just help 100 people get an affordable home, build an affordable home, or 200 people, but really have a big impact and maybe able to house in an affordable home around 2,000 people. And the way we're doing that is taking land that we've got for free, using some of the money from the Housing Credit Fund to add services to that land, make sure that there's electricity and there's water. And then we offer that to people on low incomes at a very low cost. And we can do that without costing the government much because we've got the land for free. And this means that they can then go to the bank and get a 80% mortgage. And we've been working with the banks if someone on a low income, and we're talking about people on, say, $3,000 to $4,000 a month or less, if they have got a piece of land with services, would you offer them an 80% mortgage with that kind of income? And the banks are supportive of this and said that they will do this and are continuing to work and develop the program. And this allows people, we've worked through the numbers, to basically end up living in an affordable home at a cheaper cost to them than if they were renting. Rental costs today are pretty high for people in that income bracket. So they firstly can live in a home for less money than renting, and they own their home. They'll be able to give that home to their kids. They will be able to use that home in the future as collateral for borrowing if something happens in their life and that they need to do that. And so we call this the Equity for All program, where we're trying to give equity to people on low incomes. It's one of a range of policies. You'll be familiar with the trust loans policy. You'll be familiar with some other things in which we're trying to say to people who don't have assets, who don't have a home, who don't have capital, that here's a way to get ownership. Here's a way to get capital, because we recognize that ownership matters.
Professor Prasad adds,
And if that the initial phase works, then we can start showing to people, look, this mechanism works, this collateral works, and so why don't we try starting looking at people on incomes even lower than that? But we have to start off at something that everyone's comfortable with. And this is a group of people who are currently, most of them are renting. They don't own their own homes. They're renting and they're paying more in rent than an 80% mortgage would cost them.
But where's the concept right now? How far is it?
We have developed the financing of it. So we've been working with the banks. We've been working with the housing credit scheme to make sure that all the numbers add up. A paper is being prepared and being debated and discussed by cabinet shortly, I imagine. And so we are, I would say, a matter of a few months away from being able to launch this new program.
That's Professor Avinash Prasad, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.